Okay, Parsha Sav. So I just have to give a little hakdama, and that is usually I look over what I said the past year, so not to repeat everything. I didn't have a chance to look, so if I'm not sure if it's a hit or miss. If I repeat, I'm not sure. So if you heard it all already, chazor. If not, also good. Okay. Parsha Sav speaks about korbanos. Pasha starts off, Zois Tairas Ha'ayla, this is the din of the Ayla, He Ha'ayla, the Ayla that's brought on the Mizbeach. Right away in Pasuk Beis, Savas Arm, Espan of Lema, Zois Tairas Ha'ayla, this is the din of the Ayla, He Ha'ayla, that's burnt on the Mizbeach the entire night. The Medrash brings down, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ritzayni, I want, my Ratzin is, Shul Yozos Minah Mizbeach, that the carbon Ayla should not be moved away from the Mizbeach, Mepneisha carbon zeh, chovav alai mikol karbonis. Because the Ayla is very beloved to me than all of the other karbonis. The Ayla is a special chashivos, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want it should stay on the Mizbeach, it shouldn't be removed, it's more chashiv than all of the other karbonis. And the Medrash gives a marshal to explain what's the chavivos, what's the chashivos of the Ayla. And the Medrash says over the following marshal. A king was a king who made a party. He made a big simcha, a big party. And for the party, everybody brought the king gifts. All the servants that worked in the palace and all the workers and the employee of the king brought the king gifts. The king's family all brought him gifts. And as each one brought a gift, the king would say to him, "And who are you?" And he would say, "Well, I work in your fields and here are some beautiful fruits, some sweet fruits from the fields." The next one came with a sheep. The king would say, "Who are you?" "Oh, I'm the farmer. I take care of your animals. And here's a newborn sheep that was just born this year as a present to the king." And as each worker would come in, he would present his present to the king. Finally, all the way at the end of the line, somebody comes and the king says, "And who are you?" And he says, "I'm so-and-so." "And what's your job? How do you work for me? What do you do?" "I don't work for you. I just want to bring you a present." The king says, "If you don't work for me, why are you bringing me a present for? Everybody else who bought me presents are all my workers. Why are you bringing me a present for?" And he says, "I heard the king is having a party, and out of respect for the king, I want to bring him a present." Yes. And the king is very appreciative. And he says to his servants, "Take this present that this man brought, and I want it to stay on the table in front of me. This present, don't remove from my sight. I want to always be able to see it, because this is more choshev to me than all the other presents." And they asked them why. "All the other people brought you presents that are worth more, that are more important, that have more of a purpose. Why is this so important?" And the king said, "Because they brought it because they felt they had to bring it. They were obligated to bring it. And he brought it because he wanted to. He wanted to honor me. He wanted to show me respect. He brought that present is more choshev to me." Says the Medrash, that's a carbon idol. Somebody brings a chatos. He did an Aveira. He has a chiyuv. He has to bring a chatos. He's obligated to bring it. An Oshom. He did one of the Averas that requires an Oshom. He's obligated to bring it. A person, a Taida, he has to say thank you. He has a cheshbin why he brings it. Why does a person bring an Ayla? An Ayla a person brings as an Adava. Ayla is an Adava. Ayla is a donation. An Ayla a person brings for an Adava. Hashem says when a person donates on his own, he has no obligation to bring, and he donates it, that's more chashuv to me. And that carbon should remain before me the entire time. It's more chashuv and fun when a person gives on his own than what a person has to do. And the truth is, even though we don't have karbonos bizmanazeh, but we know if one learns about karbonos, one learns a lesson from the karbonos, it's kigul hikriv karbonos. We all have our obligations. We all have mitzvahs that we have to do, obligations that we have to do. And of course, what a person does is chashuv, what a person does is proper and correct. But we have to go the extra mile. Sometimes we have to do a little from the Meshuras Adin. A little bit extra, a little bit more than we have to. Instead of just following the letter of the law, do a little from the Meshuras Adin. A person does a little bit extra, it goes a long way, and it changes the whole mitzvah that a person does. And we always say over, two people do the same mitzvah, it depends on the attitude and the machshava a person has when he does the mitzvah. The person who does it, but it's done just to patter himself up, 1, 2, 3, it's not the same as someone who does the mitzvah with a cheshek, with a desire, with a rotzayn. So especially now before Pesach, things get hectic, and everybody's running around, and life gets a little bit upside down. Let's not forget that we have to keep the mitzvahs and do it, our learning, our davening, our tzedakah, and let's do it with the proper cheshek, and that will give the mitzvah more koyach, and it'll be accepted before Hashem. The pasuk says later on, "B'sar zevach toidas shlomov b'yoyim karbono yeyachel, lo yaniach mimenu ad boiker." In Perek Zayin, pasuk tezvov, the pasuk speaks about a carbon toida. What's a carbon toida? A person that a nes happened to brings a carbon toida, a thank you Hashem. And like the Gemara tells us, there are four people, arba, tzrich, mohaidois, four people have to thank Hashem. Who are the four people? So the siman is Chaim, Choch HaChaim, Yedu Chasela. Chaim has to thank Hashem. Chaim is spelled Ches Yud Yud Mem. The Ches are Chavushim, those that are tied up in prison, those that are freed from jail. Yud is Yam, one who crossed over the ocean. The second Yud is Yisurim, one who was in pain, who was sick and had a refuah. And the Mem is Midbar, one who traveled through the desert, through the Midbar. They are Chayav to thank Hashem. They're only examples. Anybody can thank Hashem for a nes that happens. A toida is eaten only for one day. A shlomim is eaten for 2 days and a night. If one brings a shlomim today, it's eaten today, tonight, and tomorrow. A toida is only eaten on that day. And Be'etzem, a toida has the same dinim as a shlomim, except for the zman, the time to eat a toida is shorter than that of a shlomim. The toida has the 40 chalas that are brought with it, 30 chalas of matzah, 10 chalas of chametz, but the actual behema is treated as a shlomim, except for the zman achila. And everybody asked Akasha, why is there a difference in the Zman Achila? Why is it that Shlomim is eaten for 2 days and a night, and a Toida is eaten for only one day? What's the reason why? So the Velt says over the Teretz. The Teretz that the Velt says over is because a Toida comes with 40 Chalas. Shvadi eat 40 Chalas in one day. Even a person who's stingy and doesn't want to share with others and always keeps for himself, it'll be impossible to eat a behemoth 40 chalas by himself in one day. He's going to have to share with others. And the Torah wants him to share with others. Why? So when he shares with others, people will say to him, oh, you're sharing today. How come? Bosefis? How come you're giving us chala to eat? Oh, I bought a carbon taida. Why'd you bring a carbon taida? A nes happened. And this will be mefarsayim, will publicize the nes that happened. When he has to share with people from the carbon, he'll publicize to people the nes that happened. And it'll be mekadesh shem shemayim by praising Hashem for the nes that happened. So therefore the Torah says, you can't eat it. We're minimizing the time. So you're forced to share it with others, and this way you'll publicize the nes.
How often do they bring the taida? How often is a nes?
Whenever a person feels the need.
So
it depends. It depends. For a big nes, mechuyif to abot tzrich mohaydis. A person can bring a taida whenever he feels appropriate to do so. The Imri Emes says over a deep insight. Says the Imri Emes, a taida, a person has to eat only that day. You can't eat the taida the next day. Because each day needs its own thank you. Each day needs its own taida. You can't rely on yesterday's thank you for today. Yesterday's nes is not for today. Hashem watches over a person every single day, and Hashem does nisim for a person, whether he realizes it, doesn't realize it. Sometimes we see nisim, sometimes we don't see it. But Hashem watches over a person every single day. Yesterday's thank you is a thank you for yesterday. It doesn't pater a person from saying thank you today. And a person, even though he brought a toida yesterday, he has to say thank you again today. So the toida has to be eaten after the same day that it's brought, because that's a thank you for that nes, for today's nes. Tomorrow, different cheshbon, a different nes. And a person can't rely on yesterday's thank you for today. A person say thank you every day. We know by Chazar Sashatz, we say Moedim.
Avudram.
The Avudram. Avudram brings down, why by Moedim do we say a short tefillah by Moedim? All the other brachas, we answer Baruch Baruch Shmoy, Amen, Amen, Amen. And by Moedim, suddenly, it's not enough just to answer Amen. We have to say, along with the Chazim, we say Moedim Anachmach, we say a short tefillah. Why is Moedim different than all the other brachas of Shmoy Esrei? There's no short tefillah by Baruch Aleinu, Rifa'enu, Slachlanu, why only by Moedim? And Avudram says, because when it comes to saying thank you, it comes to Moedim, it's not enough to hear the Chazan say it. It's not enough for someone else to say the thank you. You have to say the thank you by yourself. You have to go and say your own Moedim, your own thank you. And therefore, by Chazar Sashatz, everybody says their own Moedim, their own thank you. Even though we said Moedim before in the Shul, in the quiet Shemone Esrei, when the Chazan says Moedim again, a thank you is being said to Hashem. It's not enough just to listen and say, yeah, right, right, Amen. We have to go in and say our own thank you. A person has to constantly realize in these things that Hashem does, that's a constant haidah, a constant thank you, a constant thank you to Hashem. Just agav, this week, we're holding almost by Pesach, there are 2 days a year, weekdays, where we don't say Mizmor Saida by davening. Mizmor Saida we say every morning during Shachris, because of the Karmat Haidah. A person can bring Karmat Haidah. We don't say Mizmor Saida Shabbos and Yom Tov, because one can't bring a Haidah on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The 2 weekdays, we don't say Mizmor Saida, Erev Pesach, and Erev Yom Kippur. We don't say it in Erev Pesach, because of the chalos that are brought with the Taidah, there are those that are chametz. And we're afraid he won't be able to finish eating the chametz in time, and he'll have to burn it. And one is not going to burn a kachim unnecessarily. So therefore, we don't bring the Taidah on Erev Pesach. We don't bring the Taidah Erev Yom Kippur, because again, we're afraid that a person might not be able to finish eating everything in time, and therefore we don't bring a Taidah on Erev Pesach and Erev Yom Kippur. We don't say Mizmor L'Saida. But the rest of the year, every day, is an inyan of a Taidah, of a thank you, and we say Mizmor L'Saida. Zois ha-Taira lo'ayla, lo'mincha, lo'chatos, v'lo'asham. Perek Vav, Pasuk Lamed Zayin, very famous Pasuk. This is the Taira, the din of the Ayla, the Mincha, the Chatos, the Shlomim, the Asham, the Shlomim, and so on. And the Gemara Darshin, Zois ha-Taira, that a person who learns the Parsha of the Karbonos, he reads about the Ayla, he reads about the Mincha, it's ki'igul, he was maki of the Karbon. A person who reads the Pesukim about the Ayla, it's as if he brought the Karbon Ayla. He reads about a Chatos, ki'igul hikriv Chatos. Rava goes a step further, and Rava says, one who learns the parasha of the Karbonos does not need to bring the Karbon. Because by learning Torah, it protects him from doing the Aveira. It protects him from sinning in the first place, that he won't have a Chiv, he won't have to come on to bring the Chatos or the Asham, because Torah watches over a person and prevents him from doing the Aveira. It's well known that the Chofetz Chaim pushed people to learn Seyda Kachim, to learn Kachim. Seyda Kachim is neglected by many, and people have a difficult time with Seyda Kachim. Chofetz Chaim pushed very strongly and established Kailulim to learn Seyda Kachim. He wrote the Shulchan Aruch HaAsid, which is a Shulchan Aruch of Halachas that will apply when we have a Beis HaMikdash, all the Halachas are Karbonos in the Beis HaMikdash. And when they asked the Chofetz Chaim why he was so strong about learning Seyda Kachim, and why he encouraged others to do so, he said over the following mashal. He said, imagine there's a chasana taking place. And you have the chasan preparing, and you have the kala preparing. And they're trying to move things along. And the chasan's a little bit busy with his family, with his friends, and getting himself together, and the kala's busy. And the caterer is trying to push the chasan along, get things moving a little bit. So finally, the chasan is ready. And he goes to the kala and says to the kala, "Nu, hurry up." And the kala, takes her time, and this isn't right, that has to be fixed. This friend comes over, and the kala is a little bit too busy. Finally, the caterer realizes there's only one way to get the kala to walk down the chuppah. If the chasan goes first, the chasan walks down the chuppah, and the chasan is waiting, and then the caterer says to the kala, "The chasan is under the chuppah already." If she hears the chasan is standing under the chuppah, then she knows that's it. Everything else is not important. It's time for her to walk down the chuppah. This is the Chofetz Chaim. If we show Hashem that we're standing under the chuppah, that we're ready for Mashiach to come, we're ready for the Beis HaMikdash, we learn the halachas, we prepare ourselves, we're standing under the chuppah, we're ready, then there's no excuse. Then Hashem, Mashiach has to come. You can't hold back Mashiach any longer, because we're standing under the chuppah, we're ready. If we're not prepared, then you're not prepared for Mashiach. We're not prepared. Mashiach, it's not time yet. But if we prepare ourselves for Mashiach, we're standing under the chuppah, then the Sultan can't be mekatrek, fakir, it'll be a schus for us, and Mashiach will be able to come, we'll be zeichet to the third Beis HaMikdash. At the beginning of the parasha, we find Zois Toiras HaOyla. This is the din of the Oyla in Pasuk Beis. And then right away, in Pasuk Gimel already, we discuss the Lavash HaKayim Midoy Vad. The Kayim puts on the Ksainis, Umichnesei Vad, Yilbash, he puts on the Nechnesayim, Veheirim Es HaDeshen. And he removes the ashes that the fire burnt on the Mizbeach, and he puts the ashes next to the Mizbeach. He changes his clothing, he puts on other clothing, and takes out the ashes. So it's a well-known story. Probably I said it over.
Could that repeat?
Especially before Pesach. Somebody once came to the stipula. A younger man who was learning came to the stipula, and he had a big problem. I'm not sure what year the story took place, but in the later years, the stipula had trouble hearing. And if one wanted to communicate with the stipula, he had to write down on a piece of paper, write down his question or his bakasha, and a stipend would read it. So he had a major problem. What was this man's problem? He learned the whole week in yeshiva, and Friday and Shabbos, he wanted to dedicate his time to learning. He came home Friday after morning seder, and things weren't quite ready yet. The table wasn't set. The children needed a bath. The house wasn't particularly clean, and took away time from his learning Friday afternoon. So he wanted to know what to do. So he wrote a whole tzettel to the stipler, asking him what he should do, how he could fix matters, how with his Friday afternoons, because he can't learn. So the stipler said to him, if you look at the beginning of Parshas Tzav, you find something very interesting. You find in Pasuk Beis, the Torah speaks about the Korban Oila. Tzavas Aaron es bonov lema zayis Torah sa'ayla. Command Aaron and his children, the Kahanim, the din of bringing the Oila is burnt on the Mizbeach. Next Pasuk, the Lavash, the Kohen puts on his begadim and cleans off the Mizbeach. Takes off the ashes, cleans the Mizbeach, and takes the ashes chutz l'machne, outside the machne. And Rabbeinu Yoina is bothered, what's the smichas ha'psukim? Why does the Torah write the parish of Aromas HaDeshen, removing the ashes from the Mizbeach, cleaning the Mizbeach, removing the ashes next to a carbon oiva? And not only that, Tzav, the word Tzav seems to be going on the entire parish, all these psukim. Tzav, command Aaron to bring the oiva, command Aaron to clean the Mizbeach, remove the ashes. What's the connection between bringing the oiva and removing the ashes, cleaning the Mizbeach? And Rabbeinu Yoina writes to teach us that there are those activities, there are those actions that in our eyes seem to be very light, seem to be minimal, not important. But in the eyes of Hashem, they're just as important as bringing an oil. They're just as important. We look at cleaning up the ashes from Mizbeach. That's for the janitor to do. That's not for us to do. It's pasnish. The kohen should clean off the ashes. That's the janitor's job to do. I shouldn't do it. The Torah puts the two together, says Rabbeinu Yoina. Bringing the oil and cleaning off the ashes to tell us that cleaning off Mizbeach, cleaning up the Beis HaMikdash, is just as choshev before Hashem as bringing the carbon oil. Stipel told him, preparing for Shabbos, cleaning the house of Shabbos, helping out in the house, is just as important as your learning. You want an Eitzah? Take a broom and start sweeping. Take a broom and start cleaning up. Start cleaning up the house. Help out in the house. Don't think that that's any less of an Avodah than learning. Torah writes the Trumas of Hadeshen, removing the ashes from his Mizbeach, next to the carbon oil. The Miller Zatzal would say over many times that a lady in the kitchen preparing for Shabbos or a lady working in the house is at the Kohen Gadol and the Kodesh Kedoshim on Yom Kippur. Her Avoida is her work in the house. Kohen Gadol has his Avoida and the Kodesh Kedoshim on Yom Kippur. And a Jewish mother, a Jewish lady has her Avoida in the house. Don't think for a second that her Avoida is any less than the Avoida of a Kohen Gadol. It's just that we minimize it, we look down upon it, but it's a big mistake. Trumas HaDeshen, cleaning, preparing, is a Dovah Shem Kedusha, and it's just as Choshuv as the carbon oil. I think it's very apropos before Pesach. Now the cleaning season, the shopping season, things get very hectic and busy. Don't think for a second that it's not an avoid, it's not a mitzvah. It's always a mitzvah, but it depends on the attitude a person has. Two people are shopping for Pesach, two people are cleaning, and this one's kvetching and complaining as much as he can. The other one, L'shem, the mitzvah, preparing for Pesach. L'shem, Kedushas Pesach. They both cleaned the house, they both ate, they both shopped, but one is worlds higher than the other one. It all depends on the attitude that a person has. The minig is Shabbos HaGadol, the speaker of Shabbos HaGadol, we say the HaGadol until L'chapra kol avoneinu, after Dayenu from Avodah Mayinu, Ad Kanan Mim Shabbos HaGadol. Just a short story to start off the Pesach season. I probably said it over in the past. Shagas Aryeh had a son, Rabbi Asher. And the Shagas Aryeh is a big gadol in his own right, tremendous lamdan. His son Rav Asher was a match for him. He was also a tremendous talmud chacham, a tremendous lamdan. And they would many times argue back and forth and have deep discussions and learning. One year, the Shagas Aryeh was in his room preparing a drasha to say on Shabbos HaGadol. And this was not just a drasha or a whole sugya, kasha and a teretz and a chiddush and back and forth. And the Shagas Aryeh respected his son so much, he used to prepare his drasha like this. He would sit in his room and say, the Gemara is a kasha. But it's a little bit shver, because we can ask like this. But my son Rav Asher is going to try to answer me like this. And I'm going to answer him back from a different Gemara. And then Rav Asher is going to ask me from a Tosfos in this Masechta. And I'm going to answer him back from the Rosh over here. And so on. And every step of the way, he was anticipating what his son would ask and how he would answer. That's how he built the whole Rosh. His son Rav Asher knew that his father did this. So he used to stand by the door with one ear against the door, listening to the imaginary conversation that his father was having. So he heard his father going back and forth. I'm going to tie it like this. My son Rav Asher will tie it like this. And Rav Asher was standing by the door. And he was listening, and he was saying, very good. He was following the whole conversation. And then it hits Rav Asher, but my father missed something. Because I'm not going to ask the kasha the way he thought I was going to ask. I'm going to ask it differently. So without realizing it, he opens the door, and he says to his father, but what if your son Rav Asher would ask like this, from this Gemara? And the Shagasanya jumps on it, and took it, and they went back and forth, and back and forth, for hours. At the end, they came to a tremendous machlokes, and they couldn't agree. They came to a difference of opinion, and Rav Asher stuck to his ground, the Shagasanya stuck to his ground, and they couldn't resolve the issue. Shagasanya said to his son, it's about Pesach. Pesach is coming. By the say the Pesach night, when Eliyahu HaNavi comes, we'll ask him who's right. Yeah, we'll ask him who's right. When Eliyahu HaNavi comes to the Seder, we'll ask him who's right. Fine. The Leil say, the night of the Seder comes, Shvach Hamascha, Shagasai, they open the door, and an old man walks into the house. And before anybody bad on Eilish, Shagasai says to him, I tie it this. My son Rav Asher tied like this, and the three of them sat down, and they ran over the whole sugya from beginning to end, back and forth. Shagasai with his tainus, Rav Asher with his tainus, back and forth. And they said to the Eliyahu HaNavi, who's right? We came to an impasse, we stopped, who's right? Eliyahu HaNavi said to them, your son Rav Asher is right. Your son Rav Asher is right. He's right. And Eliyahu HaNavi, the old man, turns to leave. And before he leaves, he looks straight at Shagasaya and he says to him, your son Rav Asher is an Az. Az means a chutzmiyak. It's an Az, strong Az ponim. Az. It's an Az. And he walks out the door. Shagasaya saw Eliyahu HaNavi, but he was bothered, not that Eliyahu HaNavi said Rav Asher was right, but that he called Rav Asher an Az. He called him a chutzmiyak. And it bothered Shagasaya for a long time that Eliyahu HaNavi called the son an Az. Until Shagasai decided that Eliyahu HaNavi didn't mean it literally. He meant Az is Ayin Zayin. Gematria is 77. He meant to say that his son Rav Asher would live to the age of 77. And that's how Shagasai understood it. And Kachave, his son lived until the age of 77. That's a story they say over. What's the lesson for us from the story? What's for us from the story? Amunas Chacham. We don't see Eliyahu HaNavi. I can't speak for everybody. But I never saw Eliyahu HaNavi. Maybe somebody here did. If you did, you come with me. I'd appreciate it if you tell me the story. But I don't think I ever saw Eliyahu HaNavi. What? Yeah, okay. But Eliyahu HaNavi does come. And those that are Zaycheh, those Tzadikim that are Zaycheh, do see Eliyahu HaNavi, and he does come. Amunas Chacham, that Eliyahu HaNavi does come around. Say that it will say it's a night of Amunah. We have Amunah. The Geula came, the Geula will come, but it's Nigel, but it's Nasid, the Higoyel, and the Shabbos HaGod already starts, the week starts, the Kedusha of Pesach is already here, and we have a week to prepare from Shabbos to Shabbos for Pesach. So let's use the opportunity and prepare properly. Mr. Shem, next.